Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There, a guide to connecting with the arts and nature while staying close to home for the weekend of July 31st, 2020. First up, popcorn. It will be flowing out in front of the Rose Theater this Saturday. That's on Taylor Street in downtown Port Townsend, where the Rose staff will be offering sacks and sacks of corn with your preferred seasonings available. The popping will go on from 3 until 6 o'clock on Saturday. As for movies at the Rose Theater, well, those are streaming all the time on the internet. I counted 26 dramas and documentaries, including Miss Juneteenth, John Lewis, Good Trouble, Runner, The Wild, and Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things. New this weekend are The Fight, a trip inside the American Civil Liberties Union's Trump-era cases, and Rebuilding Paradise, Ron Howard's documentary about the aftermath of the worst fire in California history. RoseTheater.com has all of the movies available and all of the details on how to watch them at your home theater. Art museums across the peninsula are still putting a lot out there. A virtual visit to the Port Angeles Fine Arts Center's summer show, titled Well Plus Being, is open to the public right now. The exhibition has photography, sculpture, paintings, and mixed media work from artists coast to coast. The Port Angeles Fine Arts Center website is pafac.org, and the Well Plus Being show information and links to all of the visuals are lower down on the homepage. The Port Townsend School of the Arts continues to make its art instructional videos available to everyone. The art prompts for kids clips include Make a Matisse Greeting Card with Michelle Soderstrom and Make a Paper Rosette with Dana Weir. There are lots of other short videos. ptschoolofthearts.org is the place to start an art-making adventure in any room of your home. And now on to the culinary and edible arts. Port Townsend's Paella House is a busy place. I went down to the Uptown Farmers Market last Saturday to try the Paella de la Huerta, the frying pan full of the garden, and I found it to be an exquisitely satisfying experience. The rice is seasoned with Spanish saffron and smoked paprika, and lying upon it are giant white beans from Spain, earthy brown mushrooms, and various vegetables. The paella is vegan, but the folks at the house emphasize that it's for everybody. And many other varieties of paella with seafood and other goodies are prepared there and dished up at the farmers market from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon on Saturdays. During the week, you can call the paella house and make an order for takeout on Saturday evening from its kitchen on Sims Way. All the details are found by Googling Paella House. That's P-A-E-L-L-A House. And another place with lots of information about such local restaurants is the Port Townsend Takeout Guide website. A whole range of places are listed there. Breakfast, beverages and provisions, lunch and dinner takeout, all there at takeout-guide.com. And there you have it. What's out there? I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.